Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Saturday Night Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the hitting coordinator for the Milwaukee Brewers. Always great to see him in town. It's Brenton Del Chiaro. Brenton, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Great to have you in town, and you got to see a big offensive night last night from the team. 7 runs, 6 extra base hits. How fun is it to come into town and see an offensive performance like that?
It's always pleasing, I'll tell you that much. It's exciting to see the work that the players are putting in and see it, you know, come out on the field and translate to success on the field. So anytime that happens, you know, we're all pretty excited.
Talking about excitement, how excited are you guys up at the top about the month that this team has had? It's a team that's loaded with a lot of talent, and it's been a really hot month for the Shuckers, averaging over 5 runs per night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we knew that we had a talented ball club coming out of spring training. This group specifically has had to deal with a lot of adversity. And, you know, whether it's injuries, whether it's tough start to the season from a schedule perspective, and then, you know, of course, Joe not being with the team. So I'm really proud of this group for sticking together, you know, gathering around each other, and then just continuing to fight, you know, on a daily basis.
When you talk about coming together, that's a lot of adversity. Before you even step in the batter's box, how proud of you from these guys being able to power through it and put together what's been a terrific month of baseball?
Well, first and foremost, I'm really proud of the staff. You know, it's a cohesive group that has pulled together. Their communication has been fantastic, and they're all pulling for the same thing, and they want what's best for the players and how to get the players to perform. So it starts with the staff and the effort that they've collaboratively produced, and then the players have fed off of that. They've continued to roll in and day out and compete, and that's all we can ask for.
How happy does it make you then to walk into this clubhouse and see that firsthand?
It really makes me happy, you know, and speaking for the org, you know, we're excited that, you know, these players have understood the goal and they've gone out and they've completed their tasks. They're accomplishing the goals that we've set forth. And then obviously, you know, you can see that they're starting to build some momentum as they're heading into the second half.
Talking about building momentum, Brock Wilkins done it after getting his face broken just a couple of months ago. How proud of you of Brock's recovery and now the fact that he's hitting the ball all over the place?
Well, you know, the common theme is adversity, right, with this group. and Brock specifically, you know, coming in at 22 years old, not having a total of 400 plate appearances under his belt, not having been in professional baseball for a full calendar year, and then coming back after being hit by 95. He's had to deal with a lot while learning to compete at the AA level. It's pretty special to see what he's done to this point.
How much does that speak to the development of guys and the character of people that are in this organization for a guy like Brock, who first off came back with a mask still on playing the field, and he's still rocking the cages, the rest of his face is healing up?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a testament to, you know, our principles, you know, and our values in the organization. It obviously starts at the top. Then our scouts, you know, bring in the players. They know that, you know, what our offensive initiatives are, or organizational initiatives, if you will. So they go out and try to match that. Then the player comes in, and we allow the players to be themselves. And then from there, we try to support them with, you know, how do we get them to the big leagues as fast as possible. So any time that a player can come in and do that and perform the way he has and they have, you know, it's a true testament to the foundation that we're laying.
Talking about getting quick to AA, Brock Wilkin needed 41 games. Mike Bovee also needed 41 games and then played in 51 consecutive games without missing a beat coming up from High A. How impressed have you been by the season that Mike's put together?
Very impressed. You know, he's a real cerebral hitter. You know, he comes on there and he's like a true batsman, if you will, because he has the ability to put the bat on the ball, but, you know, he likes to dig in and play the chess part of the game about the, you know, the mental part, the advanced reports, how to attack a pitcher, how they're going to attack him. Being able to do that while continuing to develop as a hitter, again, not 400 plate appearances either, not a full calendar year in, faced adversity last year with an injury. So kind of like an Ironman, if you will, comes back really strong, plays 51 straight. And then, you know, I mean, got off to a really good start and has carried that here since he's been here from Wisconsin.
How impressed are you, too, by both of those guys being part of the draft class from last year? They're the first two of just a number of hitters in this system from last year's draft class that have been terrific.
Yeah, I mean, you know, giant hat tip to our scouting department. You know, they identify players. Obviously, players being available when we pick is a big, you know, big important aspect of it. Things that we can't control, but they identify two players that, you know, can move quickly through the organization that have the skill sets that we're looking for. And, you know, it's a testament into the staff that we've helped to develop them or maintain their ability while building off of their foundational pieces.
On the mental side, too, it seems like every time you talk to Brock, every time you talk to Mike, it is guys that you forget are only in their first year professional baseball. How proud of you are that, too, from these two guys acting like they're third, fourth, fifth year minor league vets?
Yeah.
And then you realize, wait, no, you have been playing pro ball for less than 12 months.
Well, you know, we're going to preach patience, right? Like, it hasn't even been 365 days that they've been professionals. So, you know, for them to come in, and, you know, again, it's a hat tip to our player development staff that we can continue to teach these guys how to be pros, what it's like to handle baseball at the upper levels. And then they're obviously capable of doing it because of their mental makeup and what their physical traits are as well. So you pair those together with our player development principles, and we have guys on the field that, you know, don't have to master a level for a full year that we can shoot through the organization and get them closer to the top.
The big thing throughout this organization, whether it's Jackson Churio at the big league level or here in Biloxi, is youth and talent. Dylan O'Rey is another one of those guys. He's just the fourth guy in Shuckers franchise history since 2015 at the Brewers AA level to record over 20 plate appearances in a AA season under 21 years old. The other guys, Orlando Arcia, Jackson Churio, Jefferson Caro. How impressive has it been, and how much has it helped the development of a guy like O'Rey, who's hit well throughout the system, coming up to AA?
But, you know, I mean, it's a challenge, right? You know, and it's just the way the industry is working now. The industry is getting younger. We're moving players at a faster pace who are going to be younger getting to it. Obviously, age per level is a major thing. So, you know, we love the challenge point of it, is that patience and the challenge of trying to compete at the AA level while being so young, where some of these guys, you know, are just coming out of, you know, their junior year in college, if you will, for some of these high school younger picks. So, you know, we're excited to see them being challenged, and we're excited to see how they handle the challenge. And Dylan is, you know, from what I've seen so far, is handling it very well.
Talking about successes, Jackson Churio, last time you were here and we talked was about a year ago, and Jackson was out in the outfield playing for the Biloxi Shuckers, now at the big league level with the Milwaukee Brewers, and just having a terrific season. How much does that speak to not only your position, but the rest of the organization, the player development staff, for creating what has been just a wealth of talent with guys lining up in AAA as well?
Yeah, I mean, Jackson's one of those, you know, outlier-type talents, right? You know, generational talent. And you see it right away when he came in the building after we had signed him. And it was just about maturing some life skills, you know, at the lower levels, and then just allowing the true talent to come out and play. But again, a giant hat tip to the support that we have given him, whether it's our player development group, whether it's our sports site group. People realize that this is a young player who's going to need support no matter what level he's at. And we've been able to do that, and so that way he doesn't feel like he's alone navigating the major leagues, navigating AA at 19 years old. And so he knows that he has people he can trust. He knows that he has people that are out for his best interests. And so he feels that support. So it's like, you know, for the lack of a better term, it's a family that is taking care of him, and he feels supported, which allows him to excel on the field.
It basically is a family in minor league baseball. I feel like at times you spend more time at the ballpark than you do with your own family, which makes the fun part of it. Appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Blue Wahoos coming up next.